had a cup of acid thrown in her face by an African-American woman, fabricated the story. Vancouver Police Commander Marla Schumann says authorities found several discrepancies in Bethany Storrow's claim.
You look at the splash pattern, you look at the time of night, would people usually be wearing sunglasses, etc. So it was all the little things that really didn't quite add up.
After a search of her house Thursday, police confronted Storrow with their suspicions. Storrow told them she'd made up the attack and her injuries were self-inflicted. For the latest news and analysis,
we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning, as usually is the case on Friday morning, is Joel Skousen. And Joel, of course, who writes World Affairs Brief, keeps us abreast of what's really going on behind the scenes, the story behind the story, the news behind the news. And you must understand, the media is controlled. They will slant your ideas, they'll create your taste, they'll form your ideas. What you need to be able to do is think independently, and Joel will help you do that. So, Joel, what's the story this morning?
Well, I'm getting a flood of emails asking me if this story in European Times is true about 300 death camps and 30 million people can be rounded up and killed within 3 years. Well, anything that shows up on European Times is normally something that comes from a dedicated disinformation expert called Sorcha Fall, supposedly some Russian background person, but in fact it's just absolutely pure disinformation. That isn't to say that there aren't camps being built, but they're nowhere near the number that they're claiming. The story is based upon, literally, it's littered, if you go to the original source on whatdoesitmean.com, that's sort of false disinformation website. It's just full of links that lead nowhere to anything. There's absolutely no backup to the story whatsoever. And but as I say, it gets people on the right very worked up, and because it has all the appearance of legitimacy, but it is not. So I'm
what they're doing is playing games with our mind, trying to frighten us so we won't be effective, trying to frighten people into fleeing the country, those people who should be here doing everything they can to try to save America, because if America goes, the whole world goes. And if you can get people so frightened and concerned and obsessed with these ideas, they're not going to be effective in this battle, this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Well, the real purpose, in my opinion, is to actually discredit truths. In other words, there are camps being prepared. They are, you know, probably less than 20 right now that I've been able to, you know, view as legitimate, but there are all these lists running around the internet, anywhere from 300 to 600 camps. She quotes about 13 million acres being grabbed by the federal government. Well, that's just part of another Grand Staircase National Monument system that happened during the Clinton administration. That doesn't mean that a desert area is going to sprout 300 camps. It's just literally ridiculous claims that no one's allowed to fly over the area, and as a pilot, I know all of the restricted areas, and that's not one of them. So it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's meant to basically have people say, oh, well, none of this about camps is true. There will never be any because this is so outrageous.
You mean they set up a straw man so you can knock it down?
That's right. This is a sky-is-falling argument that's meant to, you know, discredit the idea forever. But this is a very insidious disinformation. You know, and you see these things all the time on the Internet. You know, you see these very professional put PowerPoint presentations with no attribution whatsoever, making all kinds of claims and throwing in pictures. I mean, somebody goes to a lot of effort to put this stuff out on the Internet and then says pass it on, and it gets passed on to all of these people who have lists, and I get it passed on to me. But I'm very suspicious anytime anything is produced that's slick, that has virtually no attribution, no way to check it out, no way to find out who put it out. I mean, I don't, even when I post on blogs, I never use a pseudonym. I always use my name. Why shouldn't I use my name? I'm very, very reluctant to back things, you know, that even if they appear to be true, that are done without attribution.
I remember when Hal Turner was all the talk, he was showing this AmeriCoin. This AmeriCoin has already been minted. He showed it to you. He had it in his hand. The AmeriCoin is already here to replace the dollar. And then it turns out he's been an FBI informant working for the FBI for years, and he's going up on YouTube pretending to be a patriot and trying to tell us our currency's gone, the dollar will be worthless, and here is the coin. Just look at it. Of course, it's minted by a private mint someplace. It has nothing to do with the government as such. But he gives that impression, you know. And then, of course, everybody's talking about that. And how many calls did we get? Oh, the Amero is already being minted.
Yes, and it was actually printed by a novelty shop. For all that we know, that he may have commissioned it.
Sure.
But in any case, he was claiming that he had people talking to him directly from the U.S. Mint, which was an outright lie. So here's a person who was a proclaimed minister of the gospel who was just literally a fraud working for money and eventually, you know, got prosecuted because of making threatening statements to a judge. And the government wouldn't come to his defense, even though he had evidence to show that he was working for the FBI. Well, this is sad times when we have to sort through truth, but I think at the bottom line is, Stan, it's a good exercise for Christian conservatives especially, who are somewhat amenable to believing these things. I think Christians are good enough people that they can't imagine, or they don't have a concept that there's really a lot of systematic evil out there in the world. And there really is, especially the type that promotes itself as conservative, and we have seen this all through the election campaign. People as virulent in their cooperation with the dark side of government as John McCain, claiming to be everything a conservative would ever want, literally turning about 180 degrees in order to get reelected to the Senate, which he's going to do. It was very successful. And so when you have someone like Sarah Palin, who proclaims to be another conservative Christian and, you know, endorsing, who cannot sense the evil in this man, who cannot read all of the evidence about his betraying the POW and MIAs, which he is purportedly to be a hero of, then I have no confidence in a person like Sarah Palin who cannot sense these things, especially to lead the country. And she's being used, in my opinion, to a great degree. She has gone back on most of her positions against being used by the establishment. She was very upset about the expensive clothes they wanted to give her that were funded by Republican donations. And now she's dressing in all those same wardrobes, spending that kind of money, and flying in a corporate jet that has been provided for.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here, the American Freedom Network.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and he's simply talking about how there's so much there on the Internet intentionally designed to confuse you. And you have to learn who you can trust and who you can't. And when people come up with some amazing and frightening stories, why always be certain of the source? Because if you don't know them, chances are they are a professional disinformation individual, just like Hal Turner was, working for the FBI, pretending to be a conservative, and then, of course, making outrageous statements to discredit the conservative movement. They set up a straw man so they can knock him down. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, this week we're going to be talking about, in the World Affairs Brief, we're going to be talking about the primary season, which ended on Tuesday. We had more significant Tea Party victories, and, of course, the establishment. Republicans are bemoaning that when Tea Party victories come, it spells Republican defeat. Establishment media hopes to sour America on its groundswell of Tea Party victories by pointing out that running a hardcore conservative candidate for the U.S. Senate in a Democratic-leaning liberal state can, and probably will, spell defeat in November for that candidate and hand it over to a Democrat. But it doesn't take many of those defeats to unravel the Republican plans to retake control of the Senate. In other words, they're saying it's better to have a liberal Republican represent you in the Senate rather than a Democrat, and better to have Republican control in the Senate rather than Democratic control. But actually, as you and I both know, Dr. Stan, that's only marginally true. You actually sustain almost as much damage to liberty during Republican control than when Democrats are in charge. In addition, liberal Republicans almost never undo the damage following Democratic periods of power. Well, the following report by McClatchy News is typical of today's analysis. They say the Tea Party movement upset victory Tuesday by insurgent conservative in Delaware's Republican Senate primary. puts chances of GOP's winning control in the U.S. Senate in serious jeopardy. The Senate, the Republicans need to gain 10 seats to run the Senate. Most leading prognosticators have said they appeared to be within reach of that on Tuesday until this defeat of Mike Castle in Delaware. Well, Delaware is not the only Senate race in November where Republicans will face a Tea Party candidate vulnerable to the fringe label. They always call us extremists. Running against well-known Democrats, Colorado and Nevada face the same scenario, with incumbent Democrats seeking re-election against Tea Party insurgents who defeated better-known Republicans in what they say is low-turnout contest. Well, actually, as for primaries, these are the highest turnouts in primaries in a long, long time because there was significant difference between the candidates. I mean, all primaries are low-turnout contests, but to say that these are low-turnout, meaning that this doesn't really represent the rank and file of voters, is always true about primaries. You know, Tea Party people are much more energized than other common voters, and that's why when you have a system where you select candidates by caucus, you always get more conservative people than when you select people by general primaries in an election. And primaries, because of a limited number of activist voters, are always more conservative than general elections are. So the point is, my point is, I say so be it. We take the consequences of doing what's right, and but I take comfort in the fact that history has proven us right, that when we vote for the lesser of two evils, when you put that liberal Republican back in, it's almost like having a Democrat. In fact, it's worse in some regards, because these liberal, what they call moderate Republicans, it's interesting that all leftists are progressives and all liberals are moderates and all conservatives are extremists. There's a skewing of the labeling in the United States political system by the media, which denigrates everything on the far right and exonerates everything on the far left, or at least downplays its significance. There's always a price to pay for electing someone like Castle. Anyone who's popular with Democrats and independents is precisely that, because his positions are left liberal, slightly less evil than having a Democrat. But as I've said before, voting for the lesser of two evils has always been the death knell of liberty, and the hardcore wing of the Tea Party movement is stronger precisely because they've vowed to draw a line in the sand and not vote for the lesser of two evils anymore. We certainly don't want to add to the size of the three amigos in the Senate, that is, friends of Democrats, Scott Brown, Olympia Snowe, and Susan Collins. Poor Maine, you know, having two senators that have voted or claim to be Republicans, but in fact are rhinos or Republican in name only. They really are working for the establishment and are used constantly to beef up liberal causes, whether they be Democratic or establishment. Well, this really was a battle of defeat for the Republican national leadership, and I think it's very important that people like Karl Rove, who are in that same club. Karl Rove, of course, masterminded the Bush deception upon conservatives, the push that we would elect a conservative, what appeared to be a conservative Christian Republican, and everyone would back him. And in fact, he was a swearing, cursing, skull and bones conspirator who was only playing being a Christian. And in fact, one of the most disgusting things that we revealed in the World Affairs Brief from White House sources was that after they'd hold a prayer breakfast with all these ministers that they would invite monthly to the White House, Bush and his staff would sit around and call them four-letter words and laugh and guffaw about how they had snookered them with Bush's testimony about Christ. So conservative Christians really need to wake up about the evil of this system in parading before us wolves in sheep's clothing, John McCain, Bush, and then using good people who can be snookered. I mean, I don't think Sarah Palin is an evil person. She has her weaknesses, throws temper tantrums, and has gotten pretty snooty about some of the things, but she's not an evil person. Even Ronald Reagan had his faults, even though he was a legitimate conservative of heart, I think Sarah Palin's a legitimate conservative of heart, but because she has mixed desires about getting ahead and about, you know, primping and keeping her beauty before people and matching her ego, that's the weakness that allows very slick political manipulators to work somebody and to manipulate them in their behalf, even though they're not part of the conspiracy. They're what we call useful idiots, or at least what Lenin and his people used to call useful idiots. And so that's what we're dealing with. It's not as simple as saying, are they on the dark side or on they're on the good side? There are people in between who are being used. I mean, take candidate Mitt Romney, for example. Mitt Romney is a good person. He's been faithful to his wife. He doesn't have any big skeletons in his closets, but he's not a reliable candidate because he's too ambitious. And they sense that. And when a person is ambitious, made a lot of wealth, knows how to get ahead in life, he can be induced to try to run a political campaign in the same way that he runs a successful business. Buy the best and the brightest advice you can get and always put out a mainstream message. It isn't to say he doesn't have any principles, but in fact, there's a great deal of leeway in his principles that allow him to think that to get elected is worth sacrificing some of those principles so that I can be effective once elected. But in fact, you can't even stay elected, as he proved in Massachusetts, without continuing to compromise with the people that always threaten you with losing your position if you don't go along with them. And, you know, frankly, Stan, a true conservative has no business running for governor of Massachusetts. You just have to read the tea leaves and say, you know, these people are not going to support the majority are not going to support the truth. It's the same thing with Oregon. Even though Oregon is about probably 60% conservative, the state is controlled from the major metropolitan area of Portland with its one single major newspaper, and it is able to snooker a majority of voters always into voting for left or liberal positions. And I suppose there's still a lot of conservatives in California, but they've become a minority. The press is totally against our positions, and so it makes us look smaller than what we really are.
Well, I think the conservative movement is growing. The only question is how rapidly, but I agree with you. Unfortunately, because of the media, because of the control over the newspapers and television and most radio stations, why, of course, we are an endangered species here.
Well, there's another aspect, too, and it's very important to understand about our movement. Our movement is consisting of two major groups. There are libertarian constitutional conservatives, and there are Christian constitutional conservatives. And there's some mix between the two groups, but generally, the Christian conservatives are very concerned about moral conservative issues. Libertarians are mostly concerned about technical liberty issues and not as concerned about the moral issues. I think both issues are very, very important. But the weakness of the Christian conservative side is that most of our people, Stan, tend to think in generalities. The Constitution, the Christian background of the nation and having prayer in schools and other things. But in fact, we live or die on the technical issues of liberty in the courts of law, in the legislatures and things. And it's all too easy for people to mimic the language of conservative generalizations. And when you live or die by not deep thinking, but by labels, by good labels, then you could be snookered by a Sarah Palin who only puts out trite messages. They're messages that we like to hear, but they don't mean anything in the terms of specifically winning political battles until you get into the specifics. The libertarian conservative side tends to get deeper into the specifics. They're even willing to go beyond constitutional language and say tyranny is just as bad if it comes from the state or local level. There is no safety in saying that we'll just rely on states' rights. The point is we've lost the state of California. We've lost about 45 or 50 states. There's only four or five states really that are conservative enough where the legislators consistently work against these. And even then, they're still being put upon strongly to be moderate. So nothing short of increasing our ability to understand the details of law, the details of how this sophisticated attack upon liberty is occurring, will allow us to, I mean, we have to do a lot more education of our people than just simply tout and return to the Constitution. There's so many legal issues about what version of the Constitution, what principles, and how you would actually modify or improve them to make sure that they cannot be eroded or bypassed by sophisticated legislation. I don't know how you feel about that, Stan, but that's I feel that's where our weakness is in our movement.
I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right.
Well, going back to the political situation, we have a couple of big races coming up in November. One of the biggest is in Southern Oregon, where Peter DeFazio, a very liberal Democrat, is running against one of the greatest candidates we have, Arthur Robinson. He's an anti-global warming scientist with impeccable credentials. He is well-spoken. He's educated. He's giving DeFazio a real run for his money, and DeFazio is worried that DeFazio is even sounding like a John Bircher, moved extremely to the left, is touting his independence from the Democratic establishment. Every time he gets up in front of the public, he talks about how he voted against the Democratic initiatives and the Republican initiatives on the Patriot Act. But, of course, you know, he's got all kinds of other things that he's pushing for the establishment. One of those is the notorious transaction tax. He's one of those pushing a financial transaction tax on all bank transactions to be able to make money for the government. I mean, this is a very, very bad precedent because internationally that's what they want to do to earn money for the U.N. is have an international transaction tax. And you can imagine what that would do in terms of causing billions of dollars to be raised. In the Forex market alone, you've got $1 trillion. You know, be traded every week. So it's incredible. Want to avoid these kinds of taxes, which are silent, which are invisible, and which just continue to stab the economy.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skaus, right here, the American Freedom Network.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being, once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness,
that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, would you like to tell people how they could get a copy of the World Affairs Brief? And you might even put a pitch in for your books.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's going to be coming out later today and discussing much of what we're discussing here today. I try to put back into the news that which is not told by the mainstream news media. And I hope people will find it very beneficial. There is a modest subscription fee for the World Affairs Brief to support my work. I allow people to get a free sample issue just by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I encourage people to go there as one of the main news sources each day, because my research staff is preparing material for me to write about each week, posts all the best of the conventional news, links to that on my website. I know you and your staff use that service because it saves you a lot of time weeding through a lot of junk.
It certainly does, and I would recommend it. It's worldaffairsbrief.com, and I go there every morning right after I get through my emails. Go right ahead.
In addition, I do have links to my books from my other career as a high-security architect. I've written three books to help people do a lot of things themselves, save a lot of money. My major work is called The Secure Home. It's 700 pages of everything on how to build a high-security residence or retreat, plus install a totally self-sufficient equipment, everything from generators to water and wind power, solar. How to do a safe room, how to do conceal entries, all of that's in The Secure Home. In addition, I've got a book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, helping people find where to relocate for safety or how to develop contingency plans within a major city if they aren't able to move, in order to be able to survive some of the major social unrest I think that we'll inevitably have in this country, either through economic problems, severe economic problems, natural disasters, or even war. And lastly, I've got an architectural plan book on how to do a safe room within an existing basement. So all of these are available from Radio Liberty. And I think you have an 800 number for that, don't you, Stan?
Yes, and we'll give that out at the end of the program.
Okay, great. Well, we're talking about the election and the primaries. There was another major Tea Party candidate victory in New York, Carl Paladino. Paladino's kind of a newcomer to the conservative market, self-made wealthy person who had his own money to finance his own campaign, was able to take down Rick Lazio, former conservative congressman, more what I would say middle-of-the-road congressman. Right now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon to pummel Carl Paladino, including Elliot Spitzer, George Pataki, and, of course, David Patterson, the disastrous current governor of New York. These people have been a real problem. You're going to be running against popular Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat. In any case, even the Republicans are ganging up against Paladino. New York, frankly, is a corrupt state. It's been corrupt for many years, a lot of benefit corruption in its people. It's one of those states that's actually very conservative in upstate New York and in rural New York, but it's very liberal-based because all of the newspapers and the political power resides around New York City with its huge welfare establishment. And, of course, Paladino wants to cut government budgets by 20%. should actually be cut by about 50%, but 20% is what he can get away with. He wants to use upstate prisons to give welfare recipients jobs and hygiene training. He's just got a lot of ideas that will shut down government as we know it in New York, and that's what they're going to use to ride against him. Whether it's in New Jersey or New York, you now have governors are really trying to, Governor Christie of New Jersey is really trying to cut costs there, and he's being fought every which way. I still don't view these people as necessarily real true conservatives in the sense that they, if they were able to get elected, probably do a lot of compromising because they don't have the same philosophical base as we have in someone like Ron Paul, who's had a consistent position of not compromising with the pressures of government while he's a bit in power. But overall, we've got some big races coming up in November. Of course, we've got Joe Miller in Alaska, who's probably going to get elected because it's a Republican state. Mike Lee in Utah, who defeated Senator Robert Bennett for the primary, is going to get elected. He's running against Scott Bradley, who's a very, very good constitutional conservative, who we'd like to really see win, but being a very traditional Republican state, Utah will probably go for the Republican nominee. But even then, it's going to be a very interesting point because there's not enough Democratic hope that even Scott Bradley would pull enough votes away from Lee in order to allow the Democrat to win. So I think it's a good opportunity for the constitutional conservatives in Utah to vote for their man and still have a conservative win against a Democrat for the Senate. Now, Mike Lee is the son of Rex Lee. He used to be the Solicitor General under the Reagan administration, and who later became president of Brigham Young University. Died of cancer, I believe. But Rex Lee was one of those people who made some severe compromises when he was Solicitor General for Reagan and, actually voted for unauthorized, unconstitutional presidential power with the statement that, somebody had the power to resolve the crisis. That's exactly the kind of mentality we don't need. Now, even though his son has run on a very, very conservative platform, he still shows the ability to work within the establishment. He had to do that, I guess, to get the Republican nomination. But in any case, we really need strong conservative constitutionalists who will hold the government to the limits of the Constitution and not say someone has the power and so we'll create the power if it's not there in the Constitution. The other big battle, Stan, of course, is for Harry Reid's Senate seat, running against Sharon Engel, the Tea Party candidate who ousted a number of establishment favorites in the primary. So great is the dislike of the Republican establishment in Nevada. They're the people, by the way, who shut down the 2008 Republican convention rather than allow Ron Paul's supporters to win delegate seats to the national convention. They would rather see even a Democrat win than Sharon Engel win. So anxious are they to punish the Tea Party movement and say, this is what happens to you when you don't follow our professional advice, that you don't and you aren't moderate like we are at the Republican establishment. As I say, I suspect that they basically want Sharon Engel defeated as much as the Democrats. Even the polls are being manipulated in Nevada, showing Engel in a mere dead heat within Reid, whereas I suspect she's actually got a 10-point lead over Reid. You have never seen as many road signs up there in Nevada. This is a big thing in Nevada. In political signs, you just have every vacant piece of road just plastered with political signs, billboards all over the place. It's a very much a sign-type
Hold that thought, Joe. Hold the thought. Right back.
For
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Final segment. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, as I was saying, Nevada's the land of road signs, and lawn signs. They're everywhere, and they're all anti-Reed. I mean, it's incredible the outpouring against Reed. So, as I say, I think the polls are being manipulated. They're doing everything possible to denigrate Sharron Angle, to make her look like a kook, an extremist, to get people to vote for Harry Reid, and talking about, look at what Nevada will lose if we have the, you know, majority leader in the Senate giving Nevada great power. Well, power to do what? To cram down our throats Obamacare. He's also involved in other pieces of legislation which are going to work against Nevada and every other state in the union. The powers of these are going to pull out all the stops to save Reid. The Elko, Nevada Daily Free Press just announced that the state government has created a brand new online voter registration program that's available only to residents of Clark County. That's the most liberal county, where Las Vegas is. The other 16 counties have a paper registration with required signatures that must be matched by the voter when signing into the polls. The Office of Secretary of State, which is run by a Democrat, Ross Miller, indicated that this change in Clark County to prevent the problems of last election. But having no signature verification prevents nothing at all. What it does make sure is that no paper trail is going to have to cover up for acorn-style fraudulent registrations in Nevada, allowing for instant registration. They want to get a lot more illegal aliens and a lot more Democrats registered in order to save Reid. I mean, they will stop at nothing, Stan, including manipulation of the electoral vote count or the electronic vote count, which is very easy to manipulate. They could manipulate 30 or 40% if they wanted to. I don't think they dare do that because there's so much exit polling going on. If they were to have the real vote be different, more than about 10%, people would get suspicious. So they're kind of limited to what they can manipulate. But in a close race, if it's below 10%, they could actually still hand it to Reid. Well, nothing's more symptomatic of Reid's subservience to the liberal powers behind both parties and his preparations to push through a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on homosexuals in the military. I think it's very important for people to understand that Don't Ask, Don't Tell isn't merely removing a simple little, policy that suppresses the expression of homosexuality. What it does is actually in called a security. If it's removed, it gives them special status to be able to proclaim their homosexuality, and nobody can do anything about it. You can't remove them. That's what it does. It means you can't remove them. And homosexuality is very detrimental to their morale in an all-male unit. They're sleeping close to people, and you don't want to be having some, you know, homosexual making overtures to you. And it would just be like, you know, a sleeping co-ed out there in the field is very damaging to morale as well. So these are things that the military has to have the capability to discipline. And repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell does, in fact, give them protected status. It doesn't make things neutral at all. It means that people who do claim sexual harassment from gays, in fact, can't do anything about it because it would be viewed as persecution of the gays who now have protected status in the military. Very, very dangerous thing to do.
But the other thing, it will destroy the morale of our military. And the military is different than civilian life. And, you know, here you're asking people to go out and fight and die, and you've got to have real confidence. You've got to believe in the people who surround you. And believe me, they know what, you know, this will do to the morale of our military. This is a conscious, organized effort to destroy America's military by people who hate America.
But Reid is also pandering to the Latino vote to save the Senate seat. He's now trying to attach the so-called DREAM Act. Don't you love these euphemistic acronyms they put on legislation? Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors. I mean, can you imagine them? Millions of dollars going to go to give them educational relief and to induce them with advertising to join the military, and saying, basically, if you go to college, and we'll pay for the college, we'll give you citizenship. If you join the military, we'll give you citizenship. I mean, this is just a pandering. I'm getting so tired, Stan, of all of the special minority set-asides that are given. I had a businessman complain to me who's losing his business, actually, because he can't compete in the market with big companies head-to-head with these minority and women businesses, because they can bid higher than he is, and they'll still get the bids. Because governments and companies are required to set aside a certain amount of contracts when working for the government to minorities and women-owned businesses. I mean, the endangered species of American business is the small white businessman nowadays, and it's outrageous that anyone should be getting special treatment, especially given citizenship when they come here as illegals.
Well, I think that there's an organized effort to destroy this country. I think it's coming from within this station. I think they're trying to spend us into oblivion. I think they're trying to regulate our industries out of this country. And when you can actually have the low bid and you lose because government has regulations saying you're going to have to give this to a Latino or to a black or to a female, next it'll be a homosexual. My goodness, you'll not be able to get any sort of a government job or any sort of a government bid, you know, unless, of course, you fit in one of those categories.
Yes, that's where we're headed, Dr. Stan. Well, there is outrage over in the city of Bell, California, over the huge salaries. And apparently, you know, I asked when I first reported on this in the World Affairs Brief, I mean, here you have a mayor making $800,000 a year. And I said, well, how is it that this got past the public? I mean, certainly they would notice the city council, and the newspaper people are always at city council meetings, that they voted an $800,000 salary for a mayor. Wouldn't that show up? Well, apparently not. Apparently, and according to prosecution papers filed by the government against the leaders of Bell City, they structured their payments so that they would get they would sit on various city boards, and they'd get $100,000 here and $100,000 there for sitting on the water board and sitting on the sewer board. And it's just outrageous little salaries here and there, and they all added up to tremendous ones. They found emails when they were coaching each other on how to structure their compensation so that it would make it difficult for someone to tally up what your salary really is. So this looks very bad. Unfortunately, it may not actually be illegal. Absolutely unethical. But,
well, we're out of time, Joe. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest today, Joel Skousen, and I hope you enjoy him. And, of course, we do carry his three books, one on strategic relocation, one on the safe home, and one on certainly building a safe room in your home. So if you'd like to know more about them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. If you're waiting for the old America to come back, it's not coming back. The America I grew up in has been destroyed systematically and intentionally when, of course, the people from a secret society took over control of the Supreme Court of the United States, took God and prayer out of our schools. And if you didn't know that there was a secret society to control the Supreme Court, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. The information is there. You can document it very, very readily. And then you ask yourself, why hasn't anybody told me? Well, they haven't told you because the media is controlled. And when you understand that, it's so much easier to understand what's going on today because your ideas are formed, your tastes created, your ideas suggested largely by men you have never heard of. So you need to get the information. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our pamphlets on, certainly on the financial collapse, certainly on the prior knowledge of 911, on the occult hierarchy that rules our country, certainly on the prophetic warning, Andrew Jackson's farewell address. They're all available. These inexpensive little pamphlets, but they're great sources of information, and, of course, the documentation is all there. You need to know how to discuss these things and convince others that there is an organized, intentional effort to destroy this country, and is laid out in the Earth Charter. They're intentionally transferring our jobs, our wealth, our factories to other countries. They're outsourcing our jobs. They're bringing in people with visas to take our occupation. They're intentionally allowing illegal immigration to drive down our living standards and our salaries. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you can come to our October 17th conference, it's going to be the same place it always is, North Shore, Monterey Bay, at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Hope you can come. You're going to have reservations. This will be the last day. In fact, I don't know, it's too late to get your special rate at the hotel, but anyway, you can still get your reservation by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do have an excellent DVD on the Surveillance Society, put out by Dr. Catherine Albrecht. And, of course, they listen to all your telephone calls to Project Echelon. They've been doing it for a long time. It has nothing to do with terrorism. They were doing it long before the terrorists. Project Echelon. You need to get the information. They watch you with the satellites. They can watch you with your satellite. They can track you with the GPS. They can even listen to your cell phone when it's turned off. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a surveillance society. They're putting up the video cameras every place. Oh, that's to we catch the criminals. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's so they can watch you. Understand what they're doing. Surveillance Society, excellent DVD. And then, of course, we have some of Alex Jones's excellent DVDs, like The Invisible Empire, like The Police State 4, like Loose Chains, The Final Cut. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have new books coming in all the time. You need to get them. You need to read them. You need to understand there are secret societies in America. They do direct the policies of our government.